This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said this year marks the 25th anniversary of the India-Germany strategic partnership, and the next 25 years promise to elevate their relationship even further. Mr. Modi was addressing the 18th Asia-Pacific Conference of German Business in New Delhi today. Highlighting the strong focus on India-Germany relations, the Prime Minister said his friend German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is visiting India for the fourth time. He said after 12 years, India is hosting the Asia-Pacific Conference of German Business.
12 साल के बाद भारत में एशिया पैसिफिक कॉन्फ्रेंस ऑफ जर्मन बिजनेस का आयोजन हो रहा है। एक तरफ यहाँ सीईओ की फोरम की बैठक हो रही है, दूसरी तरफ हमारी नौसेना साथ में अभ्यास कर रही है। गोवा में जर्मन नेवल शिप पोर्ट कॉल पर है और अब से थोड़ी ही देर में भारत और जर्मनी के बीच सातवें इंटर गवर्नमेंटल कंसल्टेशन का भी आयोजन होना है। यानी हर कदम, हर मोर्चे पर भारत और जर्मनी की दोस्ती गहरी हो रही है।
Earlier speaking at the event, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said the Asia-Pacific Conference is being held in the world's biggest democracy and the fastest growing major economy in the world, with the most rapidly expanding renewable energy sector of any major economy, a country at the heart of the world's most dynamic region, the Asia-Pacific. The two leaders will co-chair the 7th intergovernmental consultations in the national capital this afternoon. Earlier in the day, the German Chancellor met Prime Minister Modi at his residence in the national capital. Chancellor Scholz arrived in New Delhi last night on a three-day visit to India. Executive Vice President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, has arrived in New Delhi on an official visit. In a social media post, the Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson, Randhir Jaiswal, welcomed Ms. Rodriguez and said that her visit will provide an opportunity to further strengthen bilateral ties between India and Venezuela. The filing of nominations will end today for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on 28th October, while candidates can withdraw their nominations till 30th of this month. Polling for the assembly polls in Jharkhand is being held in two phases. Voting for the second phase will take place on 20th of November, along with single-phase polling for assembly elections in Maharashtra. Today is also the last date for filing of nomination for the by-election to 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala. The voting at these seats will take place on the 13th of next month. The severe cyclonic storm Dana has completed its landfall process, impacting the coastal districts of Kendrapara, Bhadrak and Balasore in Odisha with heavy winds and rain. The cyclone made a landfall between Bhitar Karnika National Park and Dhamra in the state shortly after midnight, uprooting large trees and electrical poles and damaging thatched and asbestos houses as well as paddy crops. Disaster response teams are working to clear the roads obstructed by fallen trees, and electricity in the affected areas is likely to be restored by this evening. There have been no reports of casualties so far. Odisha's Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi reviewed the situation in Bhubaneswar this morning and instructed district collectors to assess the damages caused by the cyclone and submit reports promptly. The IMD announced that Dana has weakened into a cyclonic storm and is expected to further weaken into a deep depression within the next 4 hours as it crosses northern Odisha. The IMD has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall in Balasore, Bhadrak and Mayurbhanj districts today. In cricket, India were 107 for 7 at lunch in their first innings against New Zealand on the second day of the second test match in Pune. Earlier, the visitors were all out for 259. India A will face the Afghanistan A in the semi-final of the ACC Men's T20 Emerging Teams Asia Cup at Al Amirat in Oman this evening at 7 p.m. IST. In hockey, the Indian junior men's team will take on New Zealand in the group stage match of Sultan of Johor Cup in Malaysia this afternoon at 1:35 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.